Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. As usual, we appreciate this. And Jewel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Good.
Had a busy week. Lots going on. And, of course, 'tis the season. Holiday coming up next week. And as we know, we mentioned, but we will again, and I'm sure I'll tell you again before the day's over, that we, or the hour's over, we will be celebrating our holiday. We won't be taping, but we have a pre-recorded show that we did for next week, so we'll still be on. But I'm hoping everybody has a wonderful holiday and you're all prepared, Julie, as we all are. These things go on, and the planning never stops for the holiday season, which is upon us. So just keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully everyone has a good holiday, and be grateful for all you have and what you have, and help those who need your help. So I know the family-to-family stuff is coming up. We got lots of stuff. We didn't even get Linda on this year. It's been crazy here. So, but if you can support it, please do, and just do all you can. So it's always my favorite time when I write a check to family to family, because I know that so many families get fed on so much money per family. It's just a wonderful thing. So it's, to me, that always makes me feel good. I went out with a dear friend of mine last Friday night. We went to Basilico's. And we had a nice dinner. They have the best stuffed long hots in the world, the best. So we took a ride up to Dixon City, and we had dinner there, and it was wonderful. I guess who I saw. Remember I told you last week when we were talking, Holly Sirachi, who loves that place, was there. Well, lo and behold, so Holly was there. She came over, and we talked, and we hugged and kissed, and she looked absolutely gorgeous, as she is, and she looked beautiful. And I was with my other equally beautiful girlfriend, Jackie Finnegan, who everybody thinks we're sisters. She's a dear friend of mine since I met her in the junior league way back in 1995. And I love her, and she's just a delight. We had a great night sitting and blabbing. We were there for almost 3 hours. Just going, having a salad in the long hots, and she had her salad and something. We just got appetizers, and we had a great time just catching up and reminiscing, to the point where we're going out again. We have scheduled before the holiday. So it's just a lot of fun. I also met, I was out, Jewel, all over. I went to Cooper's on Tuesday night and met with Aaron Speicher, who Aaron used to direct events at the Scranton Cultural Center. She actually was, I was doing that. And then when I just did pure development, Aaron came in, and Aaron was there for years and did a fabulous job. And she retired, and she said, Laura, it's 3 years. I said, oh, my God. So she and I got together at Cooper's because, you know, we honored the Cooper family last Thursday night, as we talked about. So we, Aaron's daughter is married to Roe Cooper's son, Trey. And Roe and Jack Cooper just got married. And so there's the connection of, as only Scranton can, with the, you know, how many degrees of separation. So we went, we sat, and we saw Ryan Cooper before he left that night. And we just had a lovely time catching up and hanging out at Cooper's, and everything's decked out for the holidays. And that's such a pretty place to go in and hang out and sit and have a drink, or in our case, iced tea and a soda. And we just sat there and chatted, and it's just in one of those cool wooden booths in the ship, and we had a great time. So it was all good. And what did I do Wednesday night? I had to do something, but I do think I can remember. Oh, we had the announcement of the Scranton Cultural Center, Julie, was and the merger of the center and Broadway Theater. That was on Wednesday afternoon, as well as the unveiling of the refinished work of the theater, the restoration of the gorgeous Weinberg Theater. It is spectacular, and which I will see when we go to Broadway this weekend to see Six. And by the way, tickets are still available, very few, but if you want them, call 344-1111 and get your tickets for Six on Broadway today at the Scranton Cultural Center through Broadway Theater and the Scranton Cultural Center now, or in general, Scranton Cultural Center. And then we had our Lackawanna County Commission for Women Health Seminar at the Scranton Cultural Center later that day, and we had six panelists conversation on something near and dear to me, the weight loss medications, I should say, and the understanding of them, as well as we had a bariatric surgeon and his team, a nutritionist and an RN, who have been taking care of many, many, many people who have bariatric surgery. Sometimes they use both, and it's what the difference is. Some people who don't want to go in the route of surgery and want to go in other ways, or they can't qualify for surgery but need to lose weight. And it was a very productive. My cousin Aaron Cadden, who's an RN and is a representative with LEMD, which is where I go to get my medication, was there, as well as Dr. Bruja from Scranton, not from Scranton, from the Wright Center. And then we had Jen Doran, who is a retail pharmacist. So we had a nice group of people who were there, and we had a nice turnout. We had about 50 people, which was what our goal was, and it was a nice night filled with good information. It was lasting longer than we thought it would, meaning because, you know, you have the attention of people about an hour. This lasted, I'm going to say, it started at 6, and we were left at 20 of 8. So we wrapped it at 20 minutes to 8. So it was a nice night, Julie. Karen Arscott did the emceeing. Dr. Karen Arscott, who's a DO, she was great because she knows this stuff and knows the docs, and it was a great way to be there and for her to be able to go back and forth with them. And at the Downtown Deli did some food for us, and the Cultural Center was there providing things, you know, for all of their goodness of making sure we have everything we needed. And it was a delightful, informative night, a nice evening, and we were thrilled. And then Meyer and I, after that, ran over to Dine Lackawanna, which was at Stern is this week because the Lackawanna Historical Society, as we all know, every month after our meeting, we go to a specific restaurant and they make a donation back to the Historical Society. And out of that, they get great billboards and signage and stuff that they do, because everything benefits, a portion of it will benefit the Lackawanna Historical Society. And nothing better than that to Marianne Savakinis does a great job of making sure everything is where it needs to be. And if you need anything on your history, you go and see her. And I'm a board member, and I love it, and I love her, and I think she's great. And so we were over visiting Brenda Bistocchi and Kathy Gavin at Sterna's for the Dine Lackawanna. So that was my week of crazy. And the weekend, I was out and about and doing my thing, and it's busy time, Jewel, busy time.
Goodness.
Yes. And I rattled and rambled on for all of that time, Julie, but here we go. So
you have a lot to cover.
And a big shout out to On and On. I want to make sure people go over there. Thrifting is a big deal. Having wonderful stuff, they all, and so many people have a space there. It's a great facility. Go visit and see. And personally, I have not been there yet, which is why I'm saying go see it, because I'm taking my own advice. I talk to Susan Notariani a lot, and I think maybe we should have Megan. I don't think, has she ever been on, Jewel?
I don't think so, but I have been there, and I have purchased things there. She has wonderful, wonderful unique items, great prices, and it's a lot of fun to go in there and look around. It's a big space. So, yes, I can vouch for this. You haven't been there yet, but you and I should go, because I love to go and see things, and I love to see what she has. There's lots of good finds.
Well, I'm going to go see it, because I talked to Susan Notariani, because she has space there, and I always ask her questions. I said, I have got to go. So I'm making it a plan this weekend to go. And that's why I'm telling everyone else. And everything we're going to be talking about next, from Liz Baldy, to everything going on with Scranton tomorrow and Deck the Downtown and the Ice Festival, to Maureen McGuigan after that, about all the good stuff happening with Recycled and the Holiday Market on the Square. It's just everything blends right into each other. It's all about celebrating our local stores and supporting restaurants and businesses and shopping local and sustainable if you can. So we will be right back. We have a great show coming up. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely producer of this fine show, Miss Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us, we have another lovely lady by the name of Liz Baldy. Liz is the Business Development Director for Scranton Tomorrow. Full disclosure, I am a board member of Scranton Tomorrow. Love them. Love all that goes on. And Liz is here because she's going to talk all things holiday for Scranton Tomorrow and a little past holiday with some cold, wonderful thing. My favorite thing in the world, though, Liz, I love not to walk on it, but to in my iced tea and anything else I drink, lots of ice. So that's just a little precursor to what we're going to talk about. So Liz, thank you for your time today, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. So Julie's going to kind of run this show a little bit for us, because Julie's company works is a contracted service for Granted Tomorrow and has been doing this a long time. And Julie and Liz work very closely on many projects. So Julie, go ahead and start and give everybody some info, and we'll get into what we're talking to Liz and get her input. So go ahead, Julie.
Sure. Well, Deck the Downtown is the annual holiday campaign and event series that Granted Tomorrow has been organizing for a number of years with the business owners in the downtown business district. And it is grown by leaps and bounds this year. And I am so excited that she's here with us today, because she and I have been putting on our elf caps since I think about July we started.
Oh, I think it was June.
Was it earlier than that? Yeah, so we are, I think, Liz, maybe you'll agree with this. Like, do you think we're kind of part elf, you and me?
Oh, I have to be.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really funny, because all summer long, we were in Christmas mode and holiday mode. So I want you to give an overview to people of some of the highlights of what this year's campaign and event series will mean. The whole thing is dedicated to supporting local, and you have some great initiatives to talk about that make it fun and easy to do just that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Deck the Downtown, it's our annual holiday campaign and event series. We do have some crowd favorites returning, and then we also have some new, really exciting, fun assets to add and ways to make supporting local this holiday season even easier. So to start off, I'll start with something new, and it is our first ever, Downtown Scranton Holiday Gift Guide, which is now live on our website, ScrantonTomorrow.org. There are gifts for everyone on your list. That could be for him, for her, for kids, gifts at every price point, so you can knock everybody off your list, and some of it you could do online. But again, ScrantonTomorrow.org, our new holiday gift guide. All items on this list are all local downtown Scranton businesses. So again, support local. And then of course, our Scranton Tomorrow downtown shopping guides and dining guides. We've had these for a bit, but we did just relaunch them. They are completely updated, brand new brand. They're gorgeous. They're on our website, again, scrantontomorrow.org. It is a full directory of all of our small businesses downtown, including restaurants, eateries, pubs, boutiques, any kind of shop you'd be looking for. So whenever you're going downtown, you're looking for somewhere to go and something to do, you can check out our shopping guide and our dining guides. And returning this year for the 17th year, we have our holiday window showcase, and that actually starts next Wednesday, the same evening as the tower lighting downtown, and we have over 50 businesses participating this year in its competition. It's pretty fierce. We do have a secret panel of judges going out, and they will pick winners in 13 different categories, and the winners of the holiday window showcase will be announced on first Friday in December on Courthouse Square at the Lackawanna County tree lighting. And that night also kicks off the Lackawanna County Holiday Winter Market as well. And then that leads us right into the weekend. And it's basically our Super Bowl weekend, and that would be Small Business Saturday. We have a record number of businesses registered this year, and we are so excited to be able to support them. So on Small Business Saturday, be sure to go downtown, shop around, supporting local. It means so much more during the holiday season, but again, it's something that we need to keep in our minds year round. They are the ones that are supporting our community year round. They are the ones that we go to when your child's sports team is doing a fundraiser. They're the ones that are giving back to the nonprofits in the community. They're our friends, our family, our neighbors. We know them. It's a personal touch. And again, it's not just contributing to our local economy, but again, they are part of our community. They're the heart and soul of who make us who we are. and that's downtown Scranton. We're thriving. We're doing great. We want to keep that going. And most of the time, holiday revenue dictates what happens next for a business. So can they retain staff? Can they hire new employees? Can they expand their business? What does the rest of the year look like for them? So again, holiday season, it's very important. They count on it, and I think that they can count on us to support it. And of course, we have some fun stuff planned for Small Business Saturday as well, that there's door busters, that the first customers through door of a small business making a purchase will receive little trinkets and gifts and tote bags, just another excuse to get downtown early. Holiday hours, of course, are adjusting for the holiday season, and businesses will be opening earlier and staying open later. They're adding Sunday hours, which is great, and it's free parking downtown on Saturday and Sunday, so make sure you're getting down there when you can. But also, we do understand that sometimes supporting local, there are some barriers. Hours may not match up with your hours of work or your hours of childcare. So we kind of go around trying to make a way to make it even more accessible for consumers to get into small businesses. So this year, we are hosting a downtown shop around on December 11th, and it is for after-hour shopping. So they're going to be extending their hours for the night. All of the boutiques and shops, cafes, bars and restaurants, of course, will be open doing holiday specials, but this will be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown. Extra hours, get there after work. You won't be rushing around. You'll be able to take your time. And also, we have a special guest coming, and that's Santa. So how could you not want to come down? Like, it's going to be a great night. Yeah, and again, downtown after dark with Santa. I like it.
I love it.
We understand sometimes it is hard to get around, and it's a different market for people who are trying to get their stuff done. They're in a rush. People are busy. It's a crazy time of year. So it's our job to kind of make it as easy as possible for our community to get into the small businesses and support them.
Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed recently? I mean, I'm always downtown, and I shop downtown. I frequent my faves, and I love every bit of it. And I love that you can just walk in and you know the owners, and there's just such a personal touch to shopping small, right? You just go in. I mean, I went to a store, which I will not disclose, last night in a mall, and which I love, and I get things online from these people, the difference is it's a sterile way of shopping. You walk in, everything's there, it's at your disposal, you look around, but there's no one helping, there's no one yelling, "Hey, Lori, how you doing today? Oh, I saw this, you might like." There's no personal touch
to
that type of shopping. So when you go into these small businesses and they work their rears off all year long, as you said earlier, Christmas determines this. It is the thing they count on most, is a season of shopping and giving. And they put so much thought, months and months, similar to what you guys are saying about planning the Deck the Downtown. These people are buying, retail has to do that, by so many months out. So they always are in Christmas mode, because by the time you think about it to buy it, it's here to sell it. And the next thing you have to do is think of the following year. So you're always in advance of what the season is, because you have to do that. And these people are always thinking about their customers. I love them all. And Liz, whether it's a retail or getting your nails done or your hair done or your whatever, a food, like you were saying earlier, these people count on us to support them. And when it is time, it is always, "Can you help us? Can you do it? Will you give? Will you what?" Bah, 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 bah. It's always the same thing with these people, always. Yeah. So I think it's so crucial for us to be part of our community. And if you can, go in and see. You know, my dear friend Nada Gilmartin says all the time, this is the line she uses, "I don't care if you buy anything in my store, but just come in and see what it is we have. Just come in and browse around." Because then if you're not able or you aren't thinking about buying the minute you walk in, then it's in your mind, "Oh, you know what? Nada has that. You can get it
there." Or you're
telling
a friend.
Get it there. Exactly. And that just happened to me recently. Someone said, "Where did you get that bag?" I said, "Well, I got it at New Laundry, that used to be New Laundry, but now Kathy at Over the Moon has sells these bags, and they're like, oh my God, that's great. I didn't know. So like, those are things that happen. The word of mouth and the availability of these things, it just happens.
There's a lot of ways that you can support local that don't cost anything. You spread
that's
the word.
Right.
You like something that they put out on social media, or you share it. There's little things that you can do. I mean, even just stopping in. Again, it makes the difference. And then if you're not able to shop, and I know that people go directly to e-commerce and big box stores because it's convenient, it's fast, but it's a lot of times it's mass produced. You're not getting one of a kind items. The quality of the merchandise, there's a difference. And I think that people, you can see it when you're giving a gift and receiving a gift. There's something more personal about it. It makes it a little bit more special. But again, small businesses, they've pivoted so much throughout the last couple of years because of the state of the universe, that a lot of them now, they do have e-commerce. You can shop online. So just go out, and I mean, that's why we have our downtown shopping guide and dining guide online. They're linked directly to the store's website or social media per their preference. And then it can go to their online site. You could buy online, pick it up in store. A lot of them offer free local delivery. They'll drive it to your house. And businesses downtown, they're still offering curbside because it was a convenience thing. And they're trying their best to keep up. This is their livelihood. This is what makes or breaks what's going on. I mean, it's so important to them. And then even if you're not looking to buy, there's somebody on your list that's hard to shop for, you can get them a gift card. I mean, gift cards are a great way to say that you're still thinking
gift
of them.
Cards.
And we have an online gift card.
I love them.
A lot of businesses.
Some people, they think it's impersonal, some people. I think it's great because to me it couldn't be more personal. Then I can go in with money on a card that you gave me to buy at someone's store, and now I get to pick what I want. How impersonal.
Exactly.
To me, it's as personal as you can
I
get.
Know.
I love it.
A lot of the businesses downtown, they offer their gift card sales online. So that's even easier. So if you're still looking to shop that way, you can, but maybe just put a little extra thought into it and make sure that you're trying to support our local businesses.
There you go. In the last minute, Liz, tell us about the Ice Festival coming up.
Oh, yeah. You want a little preview. So this is our third annual Downtown on Ice. It is a 3-day ice festival. The dates this year are January 16th, 17th, and 18th. It will be throughout the entire downtown Scranton Business District, 30 blocks, over 50 ice sculptures. We'll have live carvings. We'll have interactive sculptures for photos. But also, this year, our theme is toys, which is fantastic. The businesses, they started buying sculptures and trying to get their orders in first so they can pick their design so nobody else would get it. They're getting extremely creative. They started back in September. So this is something that we're really building. There's going to be so much entertainment throughout the weekend, not just on the main stage on Courthouse Square, but also throughout the entire downtown. We have strolling entertainment. So there's always going to be something for you to do and see. And the best part about it, it is completely free and open to the public and family friendly. So bring your kids down. Bring everybody down. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is. And we'll talk more about that as that gets closer. But we wanted to just give a little teaser on the ice situation, which ice baby. So we're looking forward. And a big shout out to Rhonda Beamer and Tony Bartocci, who are
our
two
heroes.
Of our board members, and both are chairing. Well, actually, Rhonda is. Tony has been so helpful. I've thrown him in there, but they are wonderful support to us and take on a big responsibility because it's
Tony
not
is our number one volunteer. He's our ice
there
king.
He is, baby. There he is. So anyway, okay, Liz, and I want to give a big shout out. Liz, I know we're talking downtown, and we need to do all of what we do, and that's what Scranton Tomorrow, because we're there. But I also have to give a shout-out while we're talking to Nada and Company, the Curiosity Shop. Go see Michelle. Stop at Nada. See Michael, Katie, or Nada. And then my friend Tara Atkins up at the Golden Coast. I love her, and she does wonderful stuff. And a big community driver up there to our friends at the – I say up there, but in the Abington area. They do a great job. And everybody works together because we all go from the downtown to here to there. It all starts downtown. So we all do that, and we spread our love throughout. So thank you, Liz. for every single thing you guys do, for being on the show today. Keep up all the good work over at Scranton Tomorrow. Tell Leslie we said hello, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Lori. We appreciate it.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Lori Cadden Show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori Cadden Show. I am Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, and that's my dog. He's barking in the background. I'm sorry about that. And with me is Julie DeImmel of Julie DeImmel Communications. Julie is the owner of this wonderful company, and she is going to tell you all about what she can do. Jewel?
Thanks so much, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedeimmel.com.
Thank you, Julie. And with us today is the lovely Maureen McGuigan, who is the Director of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna, good old Lackawanna County, one of our favorite places to live. Maureen's here because there's a wonderful collaboration happening with the County Arts and Culture Department. We have the City of Scranton, the Everhart Museum, and SWAP Scranton, run by my love, Hannah Radkowitz. And everybody is collaborating for a great event that's going to happen on, it's the 12th, Maureen, right? 12th of
Correct.
December?
Friday, December 12th, yes.
Yep, which will run for through the middle of January, but the event and fashion show is going to take place at the Everhart, 6 to 9, and that is called, repurposed. And there's
Correct.
A lot of wonderful things that are going to happen. Maureen's going to tell us about that. And this all sounds great, Maureen, and especially in light of all the things we need to do to be pay attention to our beloved Mother Earth. We need to make sure we do, or we can at least attempt to do some of these things to make our world greener. And we're hoping that that's what happens here. And this is, like you said, the collaboration with all four organizations is wonderful. And so tell everybody a little bit about it, Mark.
Sure. Well, we have an Arts Engage task force because the county really does a lot of, we have a lot of different departments, you know, and we do have a sustainability office. So once a month we meet to talk about potential projects. And this came up as like a side conversation with the City of Scranton Recycling Coordinator, Chris McClatchy, who really believes art is a great way to educate people more than just listing facts. And you know, we thought this would be a great collaboration, and we brought in the Everhart and SWAP Scranton, which is an organization that tries to keep clothes out of landfills. So there's twofold. The cardboard art exhibit with over 20 of our local artists and some schools is showcasing, you know, that you can take something and make it beautiful, and you should see some of the work. So that'll be up for a month to kind of showcase that with a simple material like cardboard and other recycled materials on it, you know, you can make some cool things. But then another big focus is fast fashion is not really good for our earth, and that refers to, you know, the quick kind of cheap clothes you can buy. I mean, we all need clothes, of course. It's a basic human right. But if we continue to go at this pace, in the U.S., it makes up 65% of landfills, and there's, like, fossil fuels involved in making it. So this show we added is to showcase that you can be stylish and sustainable. And it's nice that in recent years, people are not looking down as much on thrifting or making your own clothes. So basically, given the holidays, everybody wants to dress up for their galas. The fashion show will showcase designers and people in some swaps grand outfits to just kind of have fun and showcase you how stylish you can be. So, and it's also a fundraiser for Swaps Grant and Friends of the Poor. So I hope that made sense. So on December 12th, we'll have people walking the runway in original designs and swapped clothes as an educating about, you know, how many clothes go into our landfills and how we can keep reducing that number.
Yeah, I think it's great. And you know, Maureen, and I told you this, Hannah has been on because we did a show for her a couple months back.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Remember.
What she's doing.
She's a, oh my God, I love that kid. I loved her since she's a little girl. I told you this, just a big shout out to this, is that Hannah's like my quasi-niece because her mom is my sister-in-law's sister. And so we are, you know, we do all of this work together, you know, when she did all this and we've grown up together, I should say her kids and mine, they've always been part of each other's lives. So we just, you know, she's like my niece.
Well,
I should say, I love her.
I forgot to say an important part of this project is that on December 6th, there will be a clothing swap at the Everhart. So I think that's pretty cool. People can go and pick out their outfit to wear at the fashion shows. So that's part of it as well, because Hannah does do an amazing job, and she's really built up a branding and a following that, you know, rather than if you're sick of your clothes, getting rid of them, you know, and you don't know where exactly they go, just, you know, share. Somebody else might, you know, find it fabulous.
Right. So, and what I love she does, Maureen, when she does her swaps, is she says, bring 10 articles of clothing, and you take 10, which is really cool because you're bringing, and then everybody is swapping them, and they have to be clean and in good shape and that kind of stuff. You're not going to bring anything with stains.
No, she does a lot of work ensuring that there's some great stuff. So
yes.
That's why we're going to have models showcasing some of what they've
gotten. I love it.
Either. Yeah, and then, like I said, it's $75 to go to the fashion show, but all the proceeds, like I said, go to Swap Scranton and the Friends for the Poor and, of course, the Everhart will get some money back, and it'll include food and appetizers, 6 to 7:30, and then the show will start. So we think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I love the collaboration with all of you guys. I mean, that makes so much sense. Anything with collaboration works better, I believe. So I think it's wonderful. Maureen, you're always such, and you're in the appropriate job, you're always a promoter and have been of the arts long, long, long before you had this position. And your entire family is artistic. And I love them.
Yeah,
I love your dad.
Yeah.
I love them.
And my brother is actually going to do a piece of the cardboard art.
Oh, my God.
So I'm excited.
And Connor, yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of blood, artistic blood running through your veins, you guys. So it helps. But Maureen, when it comes to the arts and using, like, just let's go to artists now. Just like visual arts, how do they come about? Like, was it hard trying to find these people to do it? Did you have to look specifically for people who use repurposing?
Well,
in their...
you know, I have to give a shout out to Janine Luby, who's another artist in our community.
Lover.
That does.
Lover.
Yeah. So back in the last year, she received a grant to do something called Restart, which was similar. It wasn't just cardboard, but people went out and found trash, basically, in cleanups, and then made art out of it. So that was at the AFA Gallery, and that sort of inspired us. So we invited all of those artists. And, you know, there are people who specialize in sculpture, or I just worked with before, that have done this sort of type of art. So, you know, people were thrilled. And I think all artists like a challenge and you know, enjoy, like I said, the theme we gave them was beauty and ordinary things, because you might not think, you know, in this time of year, you get so many holiday boxes in the mail, you might not think you could make something beautiful out of that, but it's a canvas. It's really cardboard as canvas or sculpture material. So I just think a lot of the artists are having fun with that. So,
Well, this is going to be a great time. I can imagine. Now, how do you get your tickets? Online or call the Everhart?
Yeah, no, it's very easy. Yeah, they're online. If you go right to the Everhart page, which is everhart.org, you'll see events, and you go to that, and it's pretty clear. It'll tell you kind of what I just said, and then there's a link to purchase your tickets. If you have questions, they can call my office at 570-496-1724 or the Everhart. So, yeah,
great.
If people want more information.
And Maureen, while we're talking about this, we also can talk about the holiday market at downtown Square, because God knows that's one of your projects too. So why don't we talk a little bit about that as well?
Well, that focus is related because I think shopping local and supporting your local businesses, many of who are making art and handcrafted things, you know, again, is another way. I mean, I don't want to put down shopping on, obviously we all do it, but if there are ways that you can support your local small businesses, and, you know, our focus is the artistic and the crafting, again, you're making a positive impact in your community because you're keeping the money local and you're supporting people and you're buying really unique things that you can't find at big box stores. So they're going to make a really unique gift. I tend to buy a lot just for myself because there's so many cool items, so you can treat yourself. But it's also a great place. It'll be December 5th, 6th, and 7th to find that unique gift, food. I mean, there's all kinds of vendors selling. Plus, we have entertainment. We want to make it like an experience for people. It's outdoors on the courthouse, like some of those German Chris Kindle marts. There's an entertainment tent. So you can make it like a really nice day with your family and friends just to come down, and our downtown Scranton is just so beautiful, especially the courthouse is kind of the jewel of the downtown.
Right. And tell us, Mar, tell the dates again and the times for the market.
Sure, it's just around the corner. It's Friday, December 5th, the kicks off, which is also First Friday, so that's 5 to 9. We'll also have the tree lighting, the county tree lighting that night at 6. And then it'll be 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then it closes out on Sunday, 11 to 4. And also our beautiful festival of trees will be up on Biden Street. That's when community organizations decorate live Christmas trees, and the money goes, they sponsor a tree and the money goes to Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. But that's, since we moved that outside, it's really quite beautiful. It really dresses up.
I love it.
Be up till January. Yeah. But no, the holidays, I think this month's going to be really exciting. There's a lot going on. In addition to our market, I would advise people to check out. There's a lot of markets in the region. And of course we want to support and give a shout out to them as well, because it's all supporting local creative people.
Absolutely. And what we just were talking about prior to you was when Liz Baldy was on, we were talking about Deck the Downtown, the contest for the winners of the window dressing and all of that, which will be announced at the tree lighting,
that
night.
Yeah.
So it's all of this. See, we're very creative here, Maureen. We make sure one leads into the other, and you just beautifully said that. And how all of this works together, and how there's so much wonderful shopping throughout our whole region and all of the wonderful county of Lackawanna. You can find so many creative people, and those will be highlighted, many of them, on Courthouse Square for that weekend. So go and see what they have. And Maureen, I love those little huts too that they have.
Oh,
I think they're great.
That was a way to, again, be sustainable, that we didn't have to rent tents every year. I think they're just aesthetically really pleasing, you know, to the eye. And again, we're trying to go for that. You know, there's always weather challenges, but so far we've been lucky. But I just think there's a charm when it's outside. I love the indoor markets too, but we have this great space and we're able to, and, you know, we do have some warming. A little holiday lodge.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's just really nice to use that space and have a different kind of vibe.
I think it's great. And I love it because I was watching, which I do, Julie knows. Oh, here she goes again with the Today Show. But I do watch the Today Show as often as I can. And I was looking at over at Rockefeller Center. They have those hut type things all around there. I noticed.
Oh, yeah. I love the New York.
Yeah.
I say we're a mini Bryant Park. But I did overhear someone say that. And that was sort of my goal. So at least we have a little bit of that flavor. And I do also want to say, as we're talking about fashion, you know, there's a lot of nice stores. I think the other thing about, as much as we want to recycle, it's also if you buy a good piece of clothing and you do buy something from like one of our local shops downtown, that's going to last a long time. So I think when I talk about the fast fashion, it's just that kind of cheap, oh, I can just throw this away if I get sick of it type of fashion. But again, if you buy something unique,
which we're all guilty of.
Oh, I know. And this isn't to shame anyone by any means.
No,
it's just
it isn't.
To educate or
not.
Get
that's
people.
No.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it. We all do it. It's if you think about, you know, in percentages of what you do here, what you do there, but you also think of the sustainability part and buying things that will last and you can pull out. I have a coat, Maureen, that I just had on last night, and it's very vintage looking. Well, it is over 20 years old. I kept it mostly because it didn't fit again until now. So it fits me again and I love it. And I'm so proud of myself because I think, oh my God, I held on to this and look at it.
Yeah,
so,
and it's unique.
It's a quality
and
piece.
So
and it's unique, yeah. So those things happen. Mine was not done in the frame I'm thinking of it because mine was because it was weight loss and now I'm able to wear it again, but I would not throw it away. It's got a fur collar.
Yeah, see, and you never know. We all ebb and flow.
Yeah,
and
no.
Again, if you buy a unique piece from, again, a local business, you're probably more likely to keep that than if you just, you know, again, order it. And I know, like you said, it's tempting, but you're going to have that local piece a lot longer. Or if you find something that's really unique, you're going to hold on to it. And then, like I said, thrifting has become cool, which I'm thrilled about. There were decades when it was kind of looked down upon.
And like you said earlier, making clothes, which, you know, years ago, I remember in high school, my girlfriend's mom used to make her clothes, and we used to think, how weird is that your mother made? But you know what I mean? Because it was so out of that then in the 70s, and late 70s and the 80s, it was like, oh, come on.
Exactly.
And now it is the coolest thing, and I love it. I wish I could continue to sew that I learned way back with Mrs. Whiting.
I know, I don't sew, so.
In 4-H.
Some of these designs. Yeah, 4-H.
Yeah.
So I think we have somebody that had a younger woman who learned to sew in 4-H. So the designs we have are incredible. They range from the more edgy to the evening gown. There's even somebody that's going to do a holiday family outfit. So I think that I was blown away by what these designers submitted for their design. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, this is going to be great. It's all good. It's all to think a little bit more about what you're doing and getting and how we can make this work. And again, as we said before, support local business. It's so, so important to do that and to keep this alive and well and make it all come together. So we are going to take our leave of everyone today. We appreciate everybody listening. Maureen, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us all the good stuff. And we will see you next week, everybody. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We have our pre-recorded tape, so we're taking the week off ourselves, but we still will be on and you can still hear us. So we thank you and
thank
have
you
a great
Thank you so much.
Great,
I'm always
great.
Honored to be on this show. Thank you for all you do.
Aw, Maureen, thank you, honey. You're a darling.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know how much I love you. Keep up with the arts and keep the arts alive in Lackawanna County, please.
Thank you so much.
And everyone else, thank you. And we'll see you next week. We have a great Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.